Rules in the Federal Register for Gulf Coast states on how billions of dollars in fine money from the Restore Act can be spent have been finalized and published. WUWF's Dave Dunwoody reports.
This is a good day for Escambia County. It's a good day for all of Florida and all the Gulf Coast. We've been waiting on this for almost 2 years. Better late than never.
Escambia County Commissioner Grover Robinson, who chairs the 23-county Florida Gulf Coast Consortium, says the five states, Florida, Alabama, Mississippi, Louisiana, and Texas, now have an idea of how to obtain the money related to the explosion of the BP Deepwater Horizon oil rig.
There are some criteria that we know we're going to have to do. We're going to have to complete a multi-year implementation plan. I don't know that you can know what the projects are going to be until you get the plan. The plan is what will lead us to those projects. That's why we're going to go through the planning process, and that's why it's important.
Robinson says under the rules, 35% of the Gulf Coast Restoration Trust Fund will be divided equally among the five states. Florida's allocation goes to its 23 coastal counties, including Escambia, Santa Rosa, Okaloosa, and Walton, that form the consortium.
Roughly every $1 billion within the greater settlement, the percentages just in component one break down to about $10.5 million for Escambia County. I think it's roughly about $4.5 million for Santa Rosa.
Most of the fines will come from BP once the current federal trial in New Orleans comes to an end. Speaking in Pensacola earlier this month, U.S. Senator Bill Nelson said BP's liability is expected to land somewhere between $1,000 and $5,000 per barrel of oil spilled into the Gulf.
You multiply that times 5 million barrels, well, you can see that you're talking anywhere from $5 billion to $25 billion.
Nelson and Commissioner Grover Robinson appeared last month before the Senate Commerce, Science, and Transportation Committee. They expressed frustration with the slow method of dispersing BP funds.
What I convened it for was the purpose to give them a kick in the pants, to tell them, let's get moving, get these regs out so the money can start flowing, even though it's a small amount of money compared to the ultimate amount.
Restore mandates that 80% of civil and administrative penalties under the Clean Water Act are placed into the Gulf Coast Restoration Trust Fund. That money will pay for ecosystem restoration, economic recovery, and tourism promotion in the affected region. Robinson says he also wants to find a way to take the BP fine money, whatever the amount, and leverage it.
I'd like to take every dollar we get for store and turn it into at least another dollar or two of federal money through some grants to begin to do some of these things. I think that's also just as important. And if we don't maximize this, then we haven't done the right thing for the community. So there's a lot of work being done, but that's one of the reasons you go through the plan process.
That plan, says Robinson, could lead them to opportunities to develop funding streams above and beyond Restore.
We may have other pots of money in the greater Deepwater Horizon settlement that can work together with us, or we can work together with them to help leverage to make some of this. But more importantly, I think there are certainly other federal grant opportunities. In the way the law was written, it was designed to enable you to go after those kind of leveraging opportunities.
Roughly $1 billion has already been collected from a settlement with Transocean, which operated Deepwater Horizon. Wednesday's action by Treasury also sets up how those funds will be handed out. Dave Dunwoody, WUWF News.